When life seems overwhelming and the future uncertain, where do you turn for guidance and help? Today's stories will remind you that God knows our struggles and hears our prayers. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's stories come from Padre Pio, Messages from the Saint of the Stigmata by Laureano and José Antonio Benítez, and The Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, His Mission to Save Souls by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. Both accounts highlight the profound truth that God knows our struggles, that He is not distant from us, and that He wants to help us. But before diving into the stories, let's first set the stage. The Benítez brothers give us an idea of just how in demand Padre Pio's confession was. Listen to this. Countless people wanted to confess to Padre Pio, so a registration system was created. People would then have to go home and wait until they were called by phone. The penitents were notified 2 or 3 days in advance. For men, the wait was about a month. For women, it was 10 to 12 weeks. The entire process was very well organized, and there was no way to shorten the waiting times. Those registered would come in the morning to check if it was their turn, and there was no skipping the line. Yet, as you'll hear in this story, exceptions weren't always left to human decision-making. Mrs. Gaeta Cacciopoli, one of the many faithful who registered for confession, accidentally arrived early for her appointment. While waiting in line, she learned, to her dismay, that she made a mistake with the date. Her actual turn was scheduled for the following week. Upon realizing her error, she left the church feeling disheartened and sat on a bench in the square. Deep in thought, she mentally appealed to Padre Pio, asking for the grace to be called for confession. Not even 5 minutes had passed when a friar approached her. "Mrs. Gaeta Cacciopoli, Padre Pio is expecting you. He says it's your turn to confess." Just imagine her shock. God allowed Padre Pio to hear her plea. Despite her trembling legs, she followed the friar. She entered the church and confessed to Padre Pio that day. And with that, we conclude our first story. Now, our second story revolves around a man named Eolo Soldaini, a naval officer from Italy who found himself at a life-changing crossroads. Eolo was a highly regarded technician in ship repairs. After many assignments in various ports across Europe, he was offered an excellent job in Australia, a move that would greatly advance his career. This was in the late 1950s. Unsure whether to accept the job offer, he decided to consult Padre Pio. So, he traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo. Eolo made an examination of conscience before approaching confession. However, when his turn for confession arrived, he mentioned only one sin and then froze. He was unable to speak. Padre Pio intervened. "Since your last confession, you have failed at this, 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 and this," and he listed 4 sins. Upon hearing Padre Pio's words, Eolo experienced an extraordinary inner illumination of the mind and heart. "I saw the unknown," he said. "I understood what it meant to live by faith, to live the life of the Spirit. And I also felt a detachment from earthly things. He then felt within himself a mysterious but very clear voice. You must not go to Australia, because grave family events would lead you to despair, and you would throw yourself into the sea. After receiving absolution, he returned home and decided to stay in Italy. 6 or 7 months later, the grave events foretold by the mysterious voice occurred. Yet, because he had remained in the country, he was able to provide comfort and stability to his family, navigating the trials with peace and resolve. In 1999, reflecting on the experience, Eolo said, "In the few minutes I spent with Padre Pio, I received 3 miracles. He read my sins, he enlightened me about the life of the Spirit, and he guided me about my future." And with that, we conclude our second story. Padre Pio's life is a powerful reminder that God is always present, even in the most uncertain moments. As Catholics, we are called to place our trust in God's divine providence, knowing that His grace is enough to carry us through every trial. Whether through a miraculous intervention or a quiet, unseen act of grace, God works all things for our ultimate good and salvation. So let us draw inspiration from these stories, trusting that, as Mrs. Cacioppoli experienced, a sincere plea to heaven can move God's heart to respond in ways beyond our understanding. Now, I'd like to ask you, my dear viewers, have you ever experienced a prayer being answered in a surprising or unexpected way? If you have, please share your story in the comments section below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out our specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.